Here they obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, probably referring to Daniel, maybe others too, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to fight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others, he said, had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings. What do you mean live in Bible days? Was that the kind of a life you wanted? Is that the kind of a life people wanted to have happen to them when they say, oh, if I could have lived back during Bible time? Mocking, scourgings, torturing, being thrown to wild animals, being butchered, being burnt at the stake. It says here in verse 37, they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, were slain with a sword, they wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, in dens and caves of the earth, and they were God-fearing, godly men whose lives were absolutely devoted to the work of God on this earth of witnessing and warning the entirety of their race, of their peoples of that day. Some of them wrote it. Some of it still is preserved for us this day. And they died doing their thing, doing what they were doing, cost them their lives, sometimes in hideous butchery. Why? They were frustrated and disappointed in what they looked for. What do they look for? They looked for the fulfillment of God's promise of eternal life. And it says in verse 39 of the 11th chapter of Hebrews, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided something better for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. How about that? God says that He was not willing that we, in this age, alive today, should be left out of it, and that they should not precede us, that no age, no era, no moment of human experience in the history of mankind has been God's favorite, God's special, God's choicest age. And if there ever was such an age, then it's right now. But I don't believe there was, because I know that each age has had its own cataclysms, its own torment, trauma, trial. And that's what I want to come to show you right quickly. Look, there have been people from time immemorial that have said, flee from the wrath to come, Christ is going to come, the end of the world is nigh, run to the hills and save yourselves from the wrath of God, and so on. That's right. There have been many sincere, Bible-believing religions that have gone out, set dates, gone out to the cliffs and the caves, and expected Jesus to come. He hasn't come yet. They've been frustrated. Sometimes they've taken a lot of persecution as a result of it. But let me tell you something about all those people in the past, back in the Middle Ages, back during the times of the Ebionites, the days of the Apostle Paul. There has never been a little war to the people who were involved in it. No matter how small the war, whether it involved two people or 2,000 people, for those who died, it was not a little war. For those who were persecuted and who died at the stake, it was not a little occurrence away in a corner. It was the biggest thing that had ever happened to them in their lives, just like it would be for you or for me, to live, to have to live in a time where even the civil government would turn upon us and persecute us, even under the auspices of the federal authority, for believing and for worshiping Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let me tell you how thankful I am that I live in a country that was founded upon the principles of freedom and belief in a person's liberty to worship God as he sees fit, and that I am free to tell you what I know, what I say, what I think, what I feel about the Word of God and about the second coming of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I don't have to fear that waiting outside of the studio are going to be a lot of characters with rocks and knives and guns and bottles trying to put an end to me, because I tell you. No, those people, they died, and so far as they were concerned, when their lives came to an end, in that instant of their lives, they, because they won't be conscious of the passage of time, will meet Jesus Christ. They haven't yet. They're still unconscious, still dead, but they're going to, and they won't be conscious of the passing of one split second. You and they are all going to meet Jesus Christ at the same time. Write for this booklet, This Is the End Time, and prove that to yourself. This booklet, Is This the End Time, goes right down the line on this subject, as I have been doing, and shows you from the Bible, as well as from current conditions that are extant on the earth, that we are living in the time of the end. But it's approached from a perhaps different point of view than you might think. A completely objective point of view, asking the Bible to prove it to us one way or the other. The Bible characterizes the end time as being a time when certain great global trends, certain discernible conditions, would be extant. Are these conditions, just exactly as the Bible lays them out, conditions that concern you and me right now today? Are they right now on the earth? Are they a living part of your day-to-day news? The approach that is taken in this booklet, Is This the End Time?, is to take the challenging prophecies of your Bible and put them to the test, to superpose over these prophetic statements of the Old as well as the New Testament the conditions that are extant upon this earth right now at this present time. What about Daniel's statement that knowledge would be increased and many would run to and fro? What about the statement that the prophecies of the book of Daniel would be concealed, cloaked, and would be hidden from human understanding until the time of the end? What about knowledge doubling, the knowledge explosion? Is that really happening, or is it just some pet theory of ours? At the present time, they estimate that knowledge, the knowledge output in technical fields, science, medicine, in miniaturization and specialized technological and scientific fields, that man's output of knowledge is doubling at the rate of every 2.5 years. Now, a prospect like that is rather mind-boggling, rather confusing. Knowledge really is doubling. We're in the midst of a knowledge explosion. And the Bible itself said we would be. These and other proofs are going to be found in this booklet, Is This the End Time? On the current number of the Plain Truth magazine, you'll also receive up-to-the-moment articles about world news, conditions. Every single one of them is going to be presented in the light of what God's Word, what Bible prophecies say about worldwide conditions. Articles about human interest, Christian living, the problems of divorce and marriages, the problems of the emerging China, Japan, the new supergiant, an emerging economic community inside Europe. These and other articles in every single number of the Plain Truth magazine, free of charge, no price. I hope you'll write for it. We'll send it to you by return mail as soon as you dial that toll-free number, 800-423-4444. Or you can write to me, Garner Ted Armstrong, Pasadena, California. Until next time, this is Garner Ted Armstrong saying goodbye, friends.
You have heard The World Tomorrow with Garner Ted Armstrong. Sponsored by the Worldwide Church of God. For literature offered on this program, send your requests along with the call letters of this station to Garner Ted Armstrong, Pasadena, California, 91123. Or you may dial this toll-free number, 800-423-4444.